The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday. We made it naughties through another week, and we have one more day to go. But don't worry, we're going to help you fly through the day with 20 minutes or so of delicious, funny, optimistic, and some quite serious stories too. But don't worry, we will find a way to do them that is full of hope. I think that's what I want to go into this weekend with, hope, and I want you to jump into the weekend with me full of the same thing. And you know who is going to help us do that? A dear friend, Corey Andrew. Hey Corey, are you there?
Hello everyone, I am here. So good to be back, Rob. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. We miss you. You've become part of the family. You are part of the family.
Oh,
us,
thank you.
Naughties, the co-host. It's really extraordinary. When I was offered this show a few years ago now, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I really wanted to put a team around me that I loved. And I know from being a guest co-host on several different radio shows, TV shows, that the turnover is pretty high, and it's because people are not treated very well. I was on this radio show. I did it once a week, and the turnover, every time I turned it on, it was a different co-host. I'm so proud to say that we've had zero turnover. The five co-hosts that started the show all those years ago are the same five co-hosts today.
I'm so honored to be here. And I just actually came across the announcement that you posted on the Naughty Gossip website. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was like a little baby. I was so green.
Babies.
It's about 4 years ago almost now.
Yeah, we all grew together. The nice thing too is, I can say too, most of our original naughties are still with us too. I'm so grateful. I don't take this for granted at all. So welcome to the show. Sit back, get a cup of tea if you're in the car. Oh, the journey's gonna flash by because we've got some really juicy gossip. Let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Heartbreaking story at the top of the show. We have to do this. I've got a personal connection to it. Obviously, I'm talking about Wendy Williams. So she has been diagnosed now with dementia. We have the official diagnosis. Also, too, lots of new reports are coming forward. Really, really troubling stuff. So Wendy was told about this devastating diagnosis in 2019. So she's known about this for a while. She was in rehab in Florida, and a doctor sat her down. She was with her son and her ex-husband, so Kevin Jr. and Kevin Sr. Yeah. And the doctor warned her that if you continue to drink like this, you will die. So after this diagnosis, Wendy was in rehab. She was in Florida. We saw pictures of her in Florida. She caught a private plane back and got so drunk on the plane, she had to go straight to hospital.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Straight out of rehab, straight back to drinking. I'm not judging here. I'm really not trying to do that. I'm just trying to present the facts. It's heartbreaking. But then after that, Wendy went to rehab again, this time in Queens. And it was during COVID. And she was in Queens, and it was during the lockdowns, very isolated, and she was rushed to hospital several times, needed blood transfusions, was told, was warned that this isn't going to work. Now we know she's in a facility. She's been in a facility. We don't know where. She has a conservatorship. So like Britney Spears now, somebody is running her life. We actually know who this person is because the conservatorship just today filed a lawsuit against Lifetime to stop the documentary airing this weekend. So we finally have a name of a guardian, of a conservator, a guardian conservator. It's the same thing. In some states, it's called a conservator. In LA, where Britney was, in New York, where Wendy is, it's called a guardian. So the documents are sealed, so I can't read them. But insiders tell me they want to prevent this documentary, it's a two-part documentary, from airing this weekend. They're asking for a judge to have an emergency hearing to stop this. Several things have come up, my insiders say. The conservator, the guardian, doesn't believe Wendy was in a right state of mind to consent. She doesn't even know this documentary is happening this weekend. She was filmed, but she wasn't aware it was for a documentary about what's going on in her life. Yeah. She thought it was for a documentary she was doing for her podcast. Remember, she left the show, or she was going to do a podcast. She had a camera crew following her around. I was with her once when they filmed. It was a lot of fun. We were at Frescoes by Scotto's, where we go, having a drink there. It was really great. Then Wendy had a breakdown and they stopped filming. Now, the way they've completed this documentary is they've padded it with interviews from her family members. So really, people are questioning, who's making the money from this? Is Wendy making any money from this? Does she even know this is happening? Did she give her consent? If she did give her consent, was she in a sound state of mind?
Right.
I want somebody that we trust to look after Wendy. She needs our help. She's so vulnerable at the moment. And I'm hoping this guardian conservator is the right person. But after the Britney Spears fiasco, who knows?
Well, you know, she already had complained a year or so ago that her money had all been frozen. And she was going after the banks because apparently the banks had set up some sort of blockage. And so she was not able to get access to her own cash. But I will tell you a very interesting debate, if you will, that's happening now on social media about this is the topic of karma and Wendy's life. Now, this is not something I subscribe to because it's kind of a, you know, we're dealing with sickness and health. But there's a debate going on where some people are actually saying, you know, with the way she built her empire by sort of harming others and sort of exploiting the lives of others, be it good, bad, or indifferent, why should she be extended that same grace now in her time? And it's a really interesting debate. Like I said, I don't subscribe to that, but you know, she did make her empire that way, and that is that is the conversation now. Like, we're supposed to really feel bad for this woman,
Corey,
now? It's terrible.
Corey,
but
once again, this is why we have to have you on this show. You're not afraid to bring up the stuff that I sometimes shy away from.
Yeah.
My phone has been blowing up because I am being very kind to Wendy.
Yeah.
Let's not forget though, Wendy Williams made fun of my little arm on national TV.
Oh my God.
Wendy Williams made fun of me. She made fun of Rob Shooter and his little arm. She did do it. I chose to forgive. I did. And my heart at the moment is full of nothing but compassion towards Wendy Williams. The last time I saw her, I think I'm the last person who spent a night out with Wendy in New York. It was March, so almost a year ago. It was bad.
I
knew something was off. She couldn't really put sentences together. She had no money. At one point, we were in her car and she asked her driver to pull over at an ATM and asked me to give her $200 cash. She had no cash.
Oh my God.
The next morning, she called me and asked me to bring vodka to her house. I did not. And it was really scary times, and there was nobody around her. At the time, she did not have this conservator. So we have really mixed feelings about conservators, and let's be honest, it's probably because of Britney Spears. But if the family's not stepping in, they say they want to step in and help now, but they didn't really do this a year ago.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. When I met Wendy a year ago, she was crying out for help. I even took Miss D to her apartment because I thought Miss D could be a fabulous help in Wendy's life.
It didn't
work out.
No,
it didn't work out. It can't work out with somebody that is in the throes of a mental health breakdown, that have this awful illness, this diagnosis. And so I just felt powerless. So when she finally got a conservator appointed by the court, I mean, we've got to hope that Sabrina Morrissey, that's the name of the conservator, we've got to hope that Sabrina's a good person and wants to help, because the truth of the matter is there are no other options. I don't think her family is going to step up. And now to see her family on television, I saw a niece of Wendy's on The View talking about Wendy promoting the documentary.
Yeah,
the family did the cover of People magazine. Wendy's not in it. It's all the family.
So
I do think, I suspect that the family's going to benefit from this documentary that's going to air this weekend. And once again, is Wendy Williams just a cash cow? It is also messy, also heartbreaking, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Wendy's new guardianship, her new conservator, is seeking to prevent the airing of this documentary. I'm told it's explosive. I'm told it does not flatter Wendy.
No.
This is not going to help her bounce back. This is not going to help her get another job.
No, in fact,
this is going to hurt her. Plus, if she's not making any money from it, if the family are making money and Wendy isn't, is she really giving consent to be in this? Our question to you today is, should the show air without Wendy's approval? It's Wendy's life. It's Wendy's documentary. Should this documentary be allowed to air if Wendy doesn't approve? I think the judge should call Wendy in today if she's capable and ask her, do you want this to air? Are you aware that a documentary has been made about you? Because the state I saw Wendy in, she wouldn't be aware. She didn't even know who was sitting next to her. She wouldn't even know that a camera was following her. She was that out of it.
Wow,
it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So I'd say too, I want to see the financial documents. Who's making all the money?
Mm-hmm.
Who is lifetime paying for this? So our question again is, should this documentary air without Wendy's approval? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Hey, Corey, what are you working on?
Yes, well, this is a peculiar story to me, but I'm going to share it with you all and see what you all think. So Brandy Glanville is alleging that an inebriated, that's drunk, an inebriated Andy Cohen invited her to witness, I think, himself having sex with a Bravo star, citing that she feels that was like a sexual harassment case because, you know, he was asking her to watch him have sex with someone else, basically. But so Brandy is accusing him of sexually harassing her, and she alleges that he actually sent her a video in 2022 in which he appeared to be drunk, and in the video, he allegedly boasted about wanting to sleep with another Bravo star while thinking of Glanville, and he invited her to watch him via FaceTime. I'm like, well, watch him do what? Like, have sex with the star? Like, it's a little vague.
Yes.
But the letter further states that Cohen was Glanville's boss at the time, of course, as the head of that whole franchise, the Housewives franchise. He's the boss, you know, he's the boss. And he had complete control over her career. So it calls into question, like, the inappropriate relationship between a person with power and those that they may employ. So Glanville, you know, she's saying she felt trapped and disgusted by the behavior. And she likens the letter to when, you know, Matt Lauer had the whole sexual harassment thing and he got let go in a really embarrassing way and all his sexual improprieties were released. Well, she's kind of making that same comparison here because Matt did that with coworkers as well.
Yes.
But Rob, I'm just confused because it's sort of like vague. So it's like, you know, there are male Bravo stars. So if they're not naming what stars first, I'm like, well, did he say he wanted to have sex with her and another woman on the Bravo cast from the Housewives? And if that's the case, I have to say, I don't know if he was just kind of having some playful banter in his mind, which is not to justify it in any way, but that's the problem with alcohol, right? You make bad judgments. And what he thought was playful banter, someone on the receiving end is like, I'm calling my lawyers. So it's a it's a cautionary tale in many ways, but I don't really think he really wanted to have sex. I think he was just being obnoxious Andy, and it got him in trouble, perhaps.
Yes,
this time.
Yeah, well, I've got the answers for all those questions because Andy has responded. So Andy's in trouble. And so I know he's in trouble because he has apologized for his quote, inappropriate joke. He's pointing out that it was all meant in jest, or that's at least what he's saying. So he's apologized to Brandy for making an inappropriate joke, is what he calls it,
after
she, of course, accused him of sexual harassment. So we now know who the Bravo star was, who the other star was that Andy wanted, I guess, a three-way with. It was a woman. It was Below Deck's Kate Chastain.
Oh, my goodness.
So Andy claims that he was with Kate and they were joking about Brandy, and then they FaceTimed her, suggesting they all had a three-way, and it was a silly, vulgar, rude joke. But don't forget, he's the boss. He's not a co-worker, which is still inappropriate. Yeah. He's the boss. So he stated it was a joke and intended in jest. Mm-hmm. And he also points out, which I think is very interesting here, Brandy's response made it clear that she knew it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So nevertheless, he has apologized. Mm. Andy does not normally apologize. He really doesn't. You know he thinks he's in trouble issue this apology. She has the tapes. She has the texts.
Yeah, yeah.
Brandy has everything. And they've pushed her out of Bravo, so she's got nothing to lose.
Yeah,
they can't tempt her back in with a paycheck. She's gone. She's got nothing to lose. So at this point, Brandy could blow up Bravo.
Yeah.
Andy, we know, he's sloppy. Mm-hmm. What surprised me the most about this is I thought initially it was from 10 years ago, before Andy had the children, the babies, he was really sloppy. We saw him in New York. He was so sloppy.
Falling
he even
over.
Did his show sometimes sloppy. Remember when Kathy Griffin said that she was offered drugs at his show and there was booze and it's a messy time, party atmosphere. That's changed now. It's a very quite professional, quite buttoned up show. People that have been to Andy's show recently said it's totally different. There's certainly drinking still, but it's not like it was before.
Right, like Studio
and he's
54.
Taken it down a notch now that he has kids. What shocked me about this is from 2022. This is only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So Andy, maybe Andy still is that sloppy Andy Cohen. It's tricky though, because he's her boss. Mm-hmm. Everybody be careful. What you think might be an innocent joke isn't. And I actually have to stand up here and say, I've had bosses who have said stuff to me years ago that today I wouldn't tolerate.
Right.
I'm for a healthy work environment.
Me too,
I'm not for a work environment when it's okay for the boss to send me a text, even if it's a joke, about a three-way.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch you having sex. I don't want to see this pictures. I don't want you. Don't send me. This could finally get Andy into some real deep trouble, which so far he's always managed to sort of slip away from.
Avoid it. Yeah.
There's been lots of complaints. Kathy Griffin, Bethany, now Brandy.
Nene leaks. Look at all that stuff Nene said about him. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be something if the one that gets Andy is Brandy? Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls.
Da, 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 da.
Last show, we talked about how Hoda is optimistic that Kelly Rowland will return to the Today Show.
Mm.
What do you think? Should Kelly return to this show? We still don't quite know what's happened. Kelly did an interview in Chicago, local TV in Chicago, and they brought up the Today Show, and she wouldn't play. She said, no, I'm not telling you. I'm here to promote my movie. I don't want to distract from that. But she did say, I love Hoda, I love the Today Show. But she wouldn't reveal what has happened. Some people are saying it's the dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are saying it was inappropriate questions about her best friend, Beyonce. I'm sure it's all wrapped in there. But the question is, should she return? Let's have a look. Ooh, 80% said no. You said go to Good Morning America. Oh, naughty. It's just so bad. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes, well, Lopez, Jennifer Lopez's kind gesture has a heartfelt moment memory for Kelly Clarkson.
Mm.
Now, Kelly reflected on how, as the winner of the first American Idol, she faced some really negative times, you know, with the industry really not really trusting that people from a talent show had the wherewithal to become a big star. Well, she clearly proved them wrong, but she recalled how not everybody was excited about talent show winners in general back in 2002, and that everyone was not kind. However, she expressed her gratitude to Jennifer Lopez for being so nice to her, even though Clarkson was still a relatively new, unknown face and voice at the time. And Lopez's kindness and encouraging words meant a great deal to Clarkson. And Lopez, of course, responded by praising Kelly Clarkson, saying that she has one of her favorite voices ever. And, you know, Kelly is quite an amazing vocalist.
Like she
can sing anything. And I love this story. But Rob, I don't think J-Lo was a host. I mean, was a was a judge back then, though. That's
no, she was just a fan. General. Yeah, just a fan of the show. She was on Kelly's show to promote her album.
Oh, okay,
and Kelly said, before we do the interview, I've got to point something out. A long time ago, when nobody was that kind to me, you were.
Oh.
And I love that Kelly remembered it. I love that J-Lo probably didn't even remember this. But
be
I got to say, like,
be
back
kind.
In the day, I was on many red carpets with Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson, who were really sort of reality stars.
Yeah.
They were treated terribly by other celebrities. They didn't want to talk to them. I've even got names of celebrities that were just outright rude to them. They looked down their nose in a similar way that I fear that I do this to reality stars, and I've got to stop. I've got
yes,
to stop,
because
people
stop
are people.
It.
We're all people. The reason this is so special is that I went to the Golden Globes with Jennifer Lopez, and she was treated terribly.
Mm.
They made fun of her. They whispered behind her backs. The big stars, the movie stars, didn't want to be around J-Lo.
Wow.
The other publicists who were with the movie stars rolled their eyes. Jennifer knows what it's like to not be accepted, and that's extraordinary to think, because she's one of the biggest stars in the world. You would never believe somebody like J-Lo would be treated badly. Trust me, she has been, and she still is, by Hollywood. And so instead of learning that lesson and applying it to other people, Jennifer did the opposite.
Yeah.
She broke the cycle, and now she goes out of her way to be kind. Our nicest of the day, and naughty is the day, naughty, naughty, naughty,
naughty.
Prince Philip would be furious that Harry and Meghan have decided to not use his last name for their children. So the children are going to be called Sussexes than Mountbattens. Now insiders are saying the Duke would be furious. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Remember, you are not crazy. You were first.
Mm.
A lot of times in my life when I've wanted to do something, go to university, come out of the closet.
Mm.
I was the first one in my family to do that. And often people called me crazy. He's crazy. Are we so stupid? He's crazy. No, you're not crazy. You're first.
Mm.
So the next time somebody calls you crazy, you want to write a book. You want to sail around the world. You want to get a new job. You want to lose 10 pounds. You can do it. You're not crazy. You are first. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.